With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran has reinstated restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz after the U.S. said reopening it would end its blockade. Saturday, Iran's Joint Military Command announced that control of the strait has returned to its previous state under strict military management. And the president told Turning Point USA Gathering last night in Phoenix that the U.S. will go into Iran and remove what remains of the country's nuclear material, badly damaged by U.S. military strikes last year.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
A federal judge has blocked a $6.2 billion merger.
The merger between local television giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna blocked until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. This merger would create a company owning over 200 TV stations across 44 states. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Troy L. Nunley issued an order halting the deal. Attorneys General in 8 states and DirecTV sued to stop the merger, arguing it could raise consumer prices and harm local journalism. Nexstar's attorneys say the deal has already been vetted and approved by the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Lyrids meteor shower is expected to bring fiery streaks to the night sky. The shower peaks Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. 10 to 20 meteors are generally visible per hour. The show will be visible across the globe, but views with the best will be in the Northern Hemisphere. This is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. This is SRN News. QVC Group, the owner of the home shopping network QVC, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of 2 injuries. More details at srnnews.com.